Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Into the 3 o'clock hour we go. We're live at Little Woodrow's on Bel Air Boulevard, 4235 Bel Air. Stop by, say hello. People enjoying a nice cool beverage on the patio on a pleasant Friday afternoon here in the city of Houston. John McClain will be by at 4:20 for his weekly visit. A lot of stuff to get into with John McClain.
Super quick correction. At the end of the last segment, I quoted from some dated numbers. My bad. The Astros are actually, according to the most recent numbers, worth $1.65 billion and number 11 overall in team value.
Okay, well, let's just give Harper the 10 years that he wants then. That's $500 million more.
I would. It's not my money.
I mean, that delta should just handle the Bryce Harper deal right there.
The numbers I had were like only 3 years old, and they were $1.15 billion, and now it's $1.65.
This just in. It's been a good 3 years for the Astros.
It's a half a billion dollars.
They've played a lot of good baseball these last 3 years.
Wow.
So there was one other update you had, Rich, on something that I think segues nicely into what we're about to talk about in this segment. We had talked the last couple days. In fact, I remember yesterday with us talking about it with Clint Sterner during the top five at five. Jalen Ferguson, the all-time sack leader in, I believe, in NCAA history, out of Louisiana Tech.
Right.
Jeffrey Simmons, the player from Mississippi State, who's going to be going to be a top 10 pick before he tore his ACL.
Yep, D-tackle.
There was one other player.
Colorado State wide receiver, yes. Preston Williams.
They had been banned from the NFL Combine because of transgressions that had taken place during their collegiate careers. If you're
Ferguson, Simmons, wasn't it high school?
No, with Ferguson, it was his freshman year at Louisiana Tech.
Okay,
I'm not sure when Simmons was.
At some point in their past, they were involved to some extent in a violent crime.
In a violent crime. And if you're involved in a violent crime, you are banned from the NFL Combine. Our contention yesterday, I think, was that it's a silly banning. It's a lot of grandstanding and posturing by the NFL to make it look like they're punishing heathens and ne'er-do-wells, when in fact a lot of times these are kids who are just, you know, Ferguson's thing was a fight in a parking lot at a McDonald's when he was 18 years old.
Memo to Roger Goodell, Kareem Hunt just got a job.
Yeah. Well, and my point with this yesterday, Rich, in banning these guys was that I think it'd be a bigger punishment to actually send them to the combine to face the music over the questions they
would
get about
this.
Especially
in the interviews, yes.
They would be dreading going to the combine. Yeah. It sounds like from what you just told me, Goodell and the NFL have softened their stance on these guys being out and out banned from the combine.
A little bit. Ian Rapoport reporting that the NFL is going to allow Ferguson, Simmons, and Williams to travel to Indianapolis for one thing, to undergo their medical evaluations. They will not be taking part in the interviews we just suggested could get a little awkward at the very least for these guys. And they will also not take part in any of the drills on the field, none of the workouts. So it's strictly to allow the doctors to take a look at these three candidates, which is a concession, but not much of one.
It's so silly because these guys are going to get drafted where they deserve to be drafted. Yeah. When ultimately Jalen Ferguson gets drafted at whatever his slot was, we're not going to look back and go, boy, but if he was just at the combine, he would have been picked a round or two higher or whatever it is.
But the lack of measurables and intangibles that could be gleaned from workouts and interviews, how much does that potentially hurt their draft
stock? I don't think it hurts it at all because they're going to have pro days. They're going to have the teams are going to fly them in to do workouts on site at the team facilities for interviews. There's a half dozen other opportunities these teams are going to get to do this. It illustrates again that the entire process is overkill, that there's paralysis by analysis going on with this. I love the combine because it gives us content and it's kind of fun to watch some of these things play out on TV, but it ain't punishing any of these guys. It punishes the teams by not giving them an opportunity to vet these kids and evaluate them. That's who's getting penalized. I guarantee you Jalen Ferguson and Jeffrey Simmons and this Colorado State kid would be dreading going to the combine with the news of this stuff hanging over them.
Probably.
They'd rather do it in the comfort of their campus or or at a pro day with teams that are that they know or have keen interest in them. So, you know, I guess it's good to see the possession arrow pointed a little bit towards sanity with that, mm-hmm. but whatever. And this is a good segue, actually, into this topic, which was Roger Goodell is the commissioner of the NFL. The NFL has seen unprecedented growth on his watch, largely due to huge TV deals that I think most people expect only to get bigger the next round. And I say TV deals, that's a bit of an ironic label because it's going to get bigger the next time around because it's not TV. It's streaming and it's cable and it's satellite and it's all these different competing mediums that they expect to pay so much money for the rights to televise NFL football that right. they think the pie, Goodell thinks the pie, can go from $15 billion right now in total revenue to $25 billion by 2027.
I don't doubt it.
From a revenue growth standpoint, Roger Goodell has overseen a league that has been gigantic growth. Pretty much every other element of being the commissioner, he's experienced some sort of failure, and in some places, in my opinion, colossal failure, like the concussion settlement and like his haphazard meeting out of discipline to transgressors.
I would say his bosses don't share that opinion. They keep upping his conversation. He keeps taking PR bullets for them, and they keep making more money. I don't think the NFL could ask for a better situation.
Well, then why are some of them approaching Adam Silver about becoming the commissioner of the NFL?
I think that's a reflection of something we talked about a little earlier, and that is these are not 32 entities all completely 100% on the same page. There are factions within NFL ownership, and I think there are some factions that are very much in favor of the status quo and other factions who have it out for Roger Goodell. I think Jerry Jones has it out for Roger Goodell.
Well, Jerry Jones was not on the committee to approve that big salary you're talking about.
Right.
And took exception to him, mm-hmm. to Roger Goodell, getting another $40 million.
The report is that a handful of NFL owners have reached out to Adam Silver, which would suggest to me exactly what we're talking about. It's not like the league has reached out to Adam Silver.
No, I get it. I get it. But let's not act like the view you're talking about, Rich, that Goodell's doing this great job is some sort of consensus.
No,
clearly
it's not.
It's
definitely not.
Yeah.
It's definitely not. But if I were an NFL owner, I'd have a hard time arguing with what Goodell has done for the NFL.
Okay. I mean, if your only thing is about revenue growth and money in your pocket, and ultimately that may be what, obviously the ones that support Goodell, that is what right. they're all about.
Ratings are back on the uptick.
Yeah. I mean, so the handling of concussions and the fact that he doesn't, you know, that
no,
he's...
Personally, certainly I have some issues with how Roger Goodell has done his job, but if I were an NFL owner, I don't know if I'd have a big issue with
it. That's what I was just about to ask
you. The gravy train keeps getting sweeter. Why not keep riding it as long as possible?
Which faction of owner, and I think you just answered my question, but would you be of... Because let's face it, if you can do better, right? It's not like you hire Adam Silver and all of a sudden TV companies are not going to sign contracts with the NFL anymore.
Yeah, right.
If you can upgrade the position, would you upgrade the position? So let me rephrase the question I was about to ask
sure.
you, because you just indicated you would be with the owners that would just let the gravy train keep going. If Adam Silver had a desire to become the commissioner of the NFL, if you could lure Adam Silver over to be commissioner of the NFL, would you be one of the owners that's approaching him for that, or would you be one of the ones that are like, if it ain't broke, let's not fix it?
That's a tough one, because like I said, it's not broke. And it doesn't need to, on the surface at least.
So which side would you be on?
Yeah. Is it wrong that that's a tough one for me?
Well, it is because we're doing a radio show.
Well, Silver is a very forward-thinking guy. Silver's also a guy who's embraced sports gambling, which may or may not be something that's attractive to the NFL. Again, factions. I think some NFL owners would think, well, you know, it's inevitable. It's going to be a bigger and bigger part of what we do moving forward. Why not have a guy who's embraced it and has a plan for it, as opposed to continuing to be at least publicly opposed to it? So I think that would be something that would favor Adam Silver.
Yeah, Rich, I think there's a lot that favors Adam Silver. I would be firmly in the corner of Adam Silver becoming commissioner of the NFL if I were an owner. You've got looming labor strife coming up in 2020,
which Roger Goodell has owned every time he's had the opportunity to preside over that.
He has, but I think Silver is a commissioner who may be able to head it off before it comes to that. Before You know, he's been a guy who's had great relationships with players on the NBA side of things.
When you say comes to that, I mean, it's not like the NFL has had regular work stoppages. I mean, he's basically wielded the power he has to make the NFLPA pretty much kowtow to what the NFL wants.
No, they haven't, but I think both sides would probably rather have a summer unlike 2011 than have a summer like 2011.
I agree with that.
Yeah, so I think there's that. I do think the gambling thing is a big deal. I think it's going to be a big deal to these TV companies that are going to spend a bunch of money on the NFL, and I think Adam Silver would be a much more realistic negotiator from that standpoint. Yeah, they're going to get a bunch of money if Goodell's the commissioner, but I think Silver could even maximize it more with his stance on things like gambling.
I'm not arguing that Silver would do a bang-up job. He would. I'm just saying that I'm not convinced the NFL is that disillusioned with Roger Goodell that they would consider Silver such a significant upgrade. Because I do think there's a case to be made on a lot of different fronts that Goodell's done a bang-up job for those billionaires.
So you would stick with Goodell?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm going with a probably, Sean. Radio show or not.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm allowed to be on the fence.
I guess. I mean, opinions help, but I guess. I'm firmly in the corner of Silver, and you know Rich from doing this show with me. I'm not a fan of Goodell.
No, I know.
I'm not a fan of how he metes out discipline. I don't think he's an extraordinary person. He doesn't strike me as somebody who's remarkably intelligent. I think there are hundreds of other guys who could do what Roger Goodell done, which is negotiate TV contracts, having the most popular product in the world, and signing at the bottom.
If he's all those things you just described him to be, then he has swindled the NFL.
Yeah,
he has pulled the wool over these billionaires' eyes for years.
And I think that's why Jerry Jones is like, why are we paying this clown $40 million?
Yeah, I will agree to disagree on that. I think at some point, if he was as bad as you make him out to be, he'd have been exposed and he'd be gone.
I'm just saying that I think there's a lot of guys who can do the job just as well, who can do all the facets of it well and not fail at the other things.
That's probably true. I just don't consider it as much of a plug and play position as maybe you do.
Yeah, I kind of do. Now is probably not a great time if you're
is that enough of an opinion.
If you're
for
Adam
you?
Silver, that people may not agree with me, sure. I don't know if it's a great time for Adam Silver to take over from a standpoint of the popularity arrow is pointed up again. And I do think the labor strife thing, well, I think Silver would do a great job with it. I do think that that's something where I go, why would I do that when I'm sitting on top of a league that is doing pretty well, not as well as the NFL. But not sitting on the cusp of labor strife yet.
Yeah, I think the as much as the NFL players, as many legitimate beefs as the Players Association clearly has with the way the league is being run, I just don't think the league is ever going to have the will. The rank and file are never going to have the will to stand up, and by standing up, I mean, you know, not show and never cave and see where it takes them.
You talking about the players?
Yeah, they're never going to be there.
Yeah.
They will never be as unified as players in other sports because of the short window of their career span.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.